John, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How's your day going?
So far, so good.
All right, good, good. Wanted to call you and just get a few more specifics. I did get you an approval, which is good.
Okay.
I'm just waiting on the details, but I got you. And remember how I said I was going to shoot for the most as possible, and then we'll work down from there?
Sure, that's fine. And
okay.
That's not a problem.
I got you approved for up to 250.
Okay.
So you kind of tell me what you want to net after paying off your existing loan with On Deck.
Like I said, you know, originally we were looking at, you know, like that 150 mark. So I guess that if we have to add that in there with the, you know, the two payments. Now, let me ask you a question, though, because today's what, Tuesday? By the time this all goes through, there's probably another payment that's going to happen. So there's really only going to be one payment that would have been left by the time anything, you know, goes through with this, unless something gets put on hold where this next payment doesn't occur. I don't know how that works. You tell me.
Yeah, so how it'll work is if it goes through, then we're obviously going to give you we work it out. And if for some reason we overcharge you for anything, we refund you within a couple of days.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not going to...
The payment process starts for us. It actually starts the auto debit thing starts on Wednesday, and then it comes out by Thursday morning. So that's what I'm saying. Between now and then, that next payment will have automatically come out of our account and been, you know, we're done.
Yeah.
So then we're down to just the one.
Yeah, no, we will make sure that we work with them. And in fact, it's through On Deck. So On Deck is going to be able to take care of that for us.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to know what term you were looking at. I can do 9, 12, 15, or 18.
Well, originally I had thought no more than 12, but then when I went back and rehashed it, then I guess there was a curiosity to see between 12 and 18, like the difference between 12 and 18 months, if that's possible. I know it's possible, but I mean, without creating a, you know, an issue, just as a comparative point to see, you know, like if we did 12 versus 18, what the difference would be.
Yeah, I can. All right, so you let me do. Do you want me to do 12, 15, and 18? How about let me put some pricing together for 12, 15, and 18, and let you know what the difference is.
Yeah, if you want to do that, I mean, it's probably just a quick little spread. Sheet type thing that you plug in some numbers and it pops stuff out for you. So I mean, you know, I don't want to go crazy with it, but if it's that easy and simple, which I know in today's with today's programs and technology and stuff, you could do that. So yeah, I guess just do that just to see.
Yeah, let me do that, and then I'll get back to you, and then once you let me know which one you like, I'll send over the documents to you.
Okay. Now the other question, because since our conversation that we had yesterday, we definitely are going to be doing this for sure. Obviously, otherwise I wouldn't be going through this. It was just a matter of when we were looking, or when they were looking for us to start, which looks like it's going to be, you know, they want us to jump in there like now. And we're like, no, we can't do it like right now. So, you know, 'cause I'm trying to work out all this stuff. You know, like I said, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, you try to, you know, prod them along and it's like, come on, you know, let's make this happen. We'll plan it out, schedule it out. No. It's like, you know, they want it done yesterday. But that's fine. I mean, we'll work that out between them. And, you know, we do have other things that we're in the midst of right now anyway that would more or less prevent us from jumping in, you know, probably any sooner than either this weekend or the beginning of next week, the absolute latest, which is, you know, okay with them. So my thing then is, you know, when would we be looking at, you know, funding and stuff like that? Just as an idea, just so I know how to plan accordingly.
I am hoping by Thursday or Friday at the latest.
Okay.
If we can figure out terms today and you let me know what you like, I can get you the documents. Once you get me the documents in, I can submit that today. If I do that, everything will go like final review by tomorrow. And then Thursday, hopefully it should fund. And the latest, if there's any hiccups, it'll be Friday.
Okay. All right. No, that's perfect. That works. Like, you know, I said, you know, ideally with what we were being, you know, told going back and forth, trying to work this whole schedule out with everything with this project, that would have been the ideal situation. So if for some reason, you know, it hiccuped, you know, hopefully it won't. You know, and it was the beginning of next week, it wouldn't be the end of the world, but it would help us out, you know, better, but, you know, if it was by the end of the week, so.
Okay, perfect. Well, great. Did you need to figure out if you guys needed more on top of the 150, or is 150 going to be the exact amount that you're going to need?
Jeremiah, I don't think so as it stands right now. There is one other piece to this project, that could potentially be an add-on that could make that number go up. But, you know, the base number that we're looking at right now is that, 150 to, to get to that, additional, so like you're saying, like to net out, so that after, whether it's one payment that comes that's left that has to be incorporated, into the whole, figure aspect here or two, then that we would need at least, that, moving forward with this particular project. So as it stands, like I said, right now, and again, I could get a phone call in 5 minutes and, all of a sudden now we're doing another part to this or something changes, so.
Right. Well, you let me know, John. Okay, so I'm not, trying to rush you or,
No, not at all.
I just want to let you know it's there.
Okay. Well, no, that's great, and I'm glad we did that, because, like I said, this other part didn't come up until, further discussion and further investigation and some testing that was done that, some other areas came up, as they call in the industry, hot, with things. So now they're trying to figure out, what they want to do, if they want to take care of that now, if it's something that they can wait, because obviously then it's going to cost more than what was budgeted for the project. So that's a whole thing that has to go back and forth. This is the fun stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's some decisions are.
I know, and it's like hitting a moving target sometimes.
Right.
Usually most things aren't, like this. It's pretty cut and dry. We estimate and it's like, here's what it is. It's black and white. But this, being the project that it is with this hospital and stuff, I'm sure they're budget driven and conscious of things. So, now they have to plan and readjust accordingly. And so, like I said, it's one of those things where they know it's going to have to eventually get taken care of. So it's like, do we do it now and bite the bullet and, increase the budget amount, or do we have to wait and, maybe have it funded separately and do it later down the road? So this is the thing. So we'll stick with the, the netting of the 150 right now. And then, if between now and obviously the funding, between the final paperwork that I sign off, changes obviously within the next probably day or so, I'll let you know. But if after that, then, we'll just have to figure out something else.
Absolutely.
Not with you, not between us, but between us and them.
Absolutely. Yeah, you just let me know. And even if we sign the, if you guys sign the documents and we're before it even funds and you're like, Jeremiah, I need that extra 25 or 50, we can redo it. It's not an issue. So keep that in mind as well.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, all right, let me get some figures, and then I'll get back to you, and then we'll take it from there. Also, I'm going to need, the driver's license and voided check. Do I get that from you, or did you want me to get that from? Okay.
Yeah, no, you can get that from me. Actually, Erica, that you spoke to yesterday, is out of the office for a couple of days. So, you can just address all that stuff with me.
Perfect. Well, let me get you these numbers first, and then we'll be in touch.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, John, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Bye.